What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in on another afternoon of Gwen and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. A day later, everybody feeling a little bit better about the pods. They come out 5-0 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. And gentlemen, a lot of news going on today, but shall we start there with the Padres and Reds? Offense looked good. Michael King looked good. Padres get a victory.
Yeah, you're the only one that didn't have a couple of hits last night, Tony. No, I was kidding, waiting for you to swing the bat. Everybody got in on it, and yeah, it's a nice to see. I mean, kind of the last thing I expected there in the fourth inning was to see six consecutive hits, but that's what we had, and you know, four runs was going to be plenty for Michael King. I thought, you know, he did a great job early in the ball game. First inning, they get second and third, one out, and you got the heart of the order coming up. He gets the ground out, keeps the runners there, and then strikes out Stevenson. And, you know, I think from there it was almost clear sailing. But, you know, they fall behind 2-0 in the first inning. You know, maybe it's a little different story. You know, one of those here we go again things. But, you know, that's right when your pitcher's got to keep them at bay. And, you know, that was a great job by Michael King right there. And then the offense, you know, got going.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Padres will go toe-to-toe once again here today. Randy Vasquez goes for his 11th win of the season. Nick Lodolo will be on the other side. Nick Lodolo has had a spell cast on the Padres. It feels like every time he toes the rubber against them, Padres looking to kind of change that fortune here today.
Yeah, he hasn't had a spell on anybody else, really. So I don't know why. I don't know why he picks us to you know, get going, I guess.
He was on my fantasy team this year, and he went to the IL multiple times for blisters. So maybe the blisters has a spell on him.
Well, thank God you mentioned your fantasy team, because I'd hate to get more than 3 minutes into the show.
I didn't even make the playoffs, so it hasn't been much to talk about.
Good. Well, then let's move on from fantasy, because you're no longer the champ. The champ is not here.
Champ's not here.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Champ is struggling right now. Bye bye, champ. That's why I pay the $12 to the fantasy website.
Bye bye, champ. Well, anyway. Yeah, but bye bye.
Should I get Ethan Solis on my fantasy team?
Well, you know, look.
It wouldn't surprise me if you did.
Yeah. Being as the season's over, it seems like a hell of an idea. Yeah, I mean, this doesn't shock anybody, right? I mean, we've been calling for them to do this. September 1st is today. So, you know, I think everybody's excited about it. I think they should be excited about it. You know, I think it gives, you know, the Padres a couple of other options. You know, most notably to me is being able to use Campusano maybe as your DH a little bit, although they're not doing that today. Got Austin Hayes in there. And, you know, but Campusano, I think, is another bat that you need in this lineup heading, you know, down the stretch, Tony. And, you know, I like to see him in there. And, you know, when he's not catching, I understand why Craig Stammen didn't want to use him as a DH, because that puts you, you know, in a pickle if somebody gets hurt. But, you know, that was Salas, you know, you got a little more maneuverability there. And, you know, I think it's, look, if this kid's going to get a couple of at bats, going to play some ball games. It's not going to hurt anybody to have him up, so I think it's exciting.
Yeah, man, good for him. He deserves it. He earned the call up. You know, in years past, you heard conversation about Ethan Salas. You know, he, you know, hadn't had a chance to really prove, you know, that he had been able to to grow as a player. He, unfortunately, he got injured last year, so that was cut short. But since he's been back, man, it's been a good year for him. And I always am a fan of celebrating a young man that, you know, showed, you know, growth over the course of the season. He's up in AAA now, or he had been, swinging the bat well there. And so you reward him. Who knows? He might come up here and like, be a spark plug. He may come up here and just get experience. Either way, I think it's all good for Ethan Salas and the Padres, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's excited about it. I think they're going to come out this weekend. I mean, not that they weren't going to come out to see the Yankees coming into town, but, yeah, to get a glimpse of Ethan Salas. I mean, look, we've... You know, the only people that have actually ever really seen him play, Tony, in person are the, you know, those interviews that we have with all the, you know, minor league experts out there. You know, we've seen some videos of him and stuff. I mean, you've seen him in spring training, of course, but, yep. You know, to see him in a big league game, yeah, that's exciting and hopefully the start of a great career. And, you know, I hope that, you know, no reason he shouldn't be able to contribute a little down the stretch, but... I think the best news of all yesterday was seeing Michael King, you know, give you six shutout innings under the toughest of circumstances. By the way, if anybody's wondering whether it was warm out there yesterday, ask the home plate umpire who only made it through 4.5 innings. And, you know, I hope he's okay. I didn't hear a follow-up, but I assume he's all right, just dehydrated.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's going to be out for the rest of the series.
But okay, he's good. Yeah, I mean, that was a scary few minutes there.
All right, take that back. He'll be back tomorrow for tomorrow's game.
Good, sorry. Yeah, but I mean, that just gives you an idea what they were playing in yesterday. So, you know, Michael King gives you six. And have we not – you know what the funny thing? We interviewed Kyle Hart, and we had the unfortunate moment where we asked about his poor, you know, dog – who we'd found out.
Wait, say that again. Did you say?
My unfortunate question. Yes. My unfortunate question about his dog.
Nice flag, Tony.
You're
I
welcome.
Like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
His dog, David Bowie, which I couldn't resist asking because of the great name of the dog. But he told us the dog passed away. And then that night, he didn't really pitch great. And everybody blamed it on the jinx of the David Bowie question. However, since then, he has been a huge part of what they're doing right now. He's coming through in any circumstance you ask him for.
He has, man. I think Kyle has probably been the most underrated piece of the bullpen.
Yeah, Matsui too, but I think we're trying to recognize Yuki now. So
I think, well, listen, Yuki's had a good year really all season long. Yeah. I know Kyle had a couple hiccups. But he's bounced back from all those. I like him. I like the lefties that we can bring in without not name more than home. You know what I'm saying? Like, they give you a variety of it's really different types of lefty. You got the power one. Kyle can he can run it up there 93, 94 occasionally with that sinker that he's throwing. And then you got Yuki that, you know, he's got that split. And they all look a little bit different, but I think both of them have been so vital, especially when you think about it this way. Until the deadline, basically, the Padres were playing from behind in a lot of those games, and they weren't using their top-end bullpen guys a lot of times because they were behind. And so you'd get Yuki, you'd get Kyle Hart, and they'd be tasked with coming in and trying to keep the score where it needed to be. And for the most part, they've done that at a pretty high clip.
Yeah, it's important. And anytime to me you win a game and Moynihan and Miller, neither of them pitch, that's a bonus. They both get the day off. I wonder if, you know, Mason Miller would be straight and honest about it, that he probably would like to get back out there sooner rather than later. You know, I mean, I'm sure he's mentally still pretty confident in himself, but, you know, to giving up a home run in each of his last two outings, I have a feeling he wouldn't mind getting back out there and nailing down a, you know, one of those strike out the side type saves. But, you know, the other thing that stood out last night was Manny, obviously, four hit game. I mean, that's, you know, just line drives all over the ballpark. As a matter of fact, you know, they didn't hit a home run last night, which is kind of what we thought they might do against Brady Singer. They just sprayed line drives all over, but I don't know if you saw it, Tony, on the telecast, but they put it up on the screen, and it just blew me away. But I don't know if you guys know now, Manny Machado is second on the all-time Padre list for multiple hit games. He now has 309 games in which he's had more than one hit. Last night was the 309th. He's in second place, trailing one Tony Gwynn Sr., who had 951 of them.
Whoa.
I mean, whoa. I saw that last night, and I was like, what? 951 times he did that. So maybe nothing ever surprises you too much, Tony, but I got to say, that one blew me away. I was shocked when I saw he had that many. So
yeah. No, I'm not that shocked. That scene is a lot.
Yeah.
As a young kid.
And those were the days when you drove home and he was mad because he only had two hits, right?
On a serious note, though, like, does it escape anybody that when Manny has games like that, typically, like, it's not a close, like, Padres.
We win.
Like it's one of those, like, non-descriptive wins. It's just boom, bing, bing, like Padres.
Boom, bing, bing.
Boom, bing, bing, right? 5-0.
I get it. Why can't he do that more often?
I mean, to me, it's his A. He hit one ball off the end of the bat that I think kind of, but when he's backing the baseball up, he's not hurting that. He's not, you know, irritating that finger. And he's been doing that last couple games. His batting practice, I said it before the game, before he had his first knock. His batting practice yesterday, he was like just beating up the right field wall. What line drives, and then he came out and had the game he did.
I assume you're going to win a lot of games when five guys out of your starting nine have multiple hits. So
yep.
That's what happened last night. Maybe Harris
him and Ty,
is it,
him and Ty, especially in the middle of the line, right, was just killing them
back to back. And now you got Harris, who's he keeps this up. He may catch your dad in a couple of years in multiple hit games. Old Harris here. Old Harris got two more last night. You know, I mean. He hasn't really had a big hit, drive in a bunch of runs. But, I mean, he's getting a hit almost every time up. So
I've been told hits are hits in the major leagues.
They are. Okay. They are indeed.
Knocks are knocks.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying the guy's getting a hit every time up. There's nothing wrong with that. So,
no.
You cap it off with the Phillies beating the Diamondbacks. So you
that
go back
nice.
Into,
hey,
into,
I,
first, it, into the it, wild
that,
card.
That's the thing. As long as the Padres need to win. Because those two can exchange losing however they want to do it. As long as the Padres win, all good for us in that matchup. Whether you want to catch Philly at this point, because at this point that's the team that's in front of the Padres. And so now that the Padres are ahead of the Diamondbacks, you can now hope, as long as the Padres win, that the Diamondbacks go ahead and win. Because now you're going to start catching the other one.
Before we go, we have two stories to talk about. Ketel Marte returned last night. Did not have any words for the fans. When they asked him if he had any words for the fans, he just didn't say anything and shook his head no. But after the game, he wore a hat that said this. That is what everybody's talking about. The hat said, "May the bridges I burn light the way." So what is that? Like, is this really... the best
is that from Corinthians thing. Or where is that from? I don't even know what that is, honestly.
It's a saying that people say, don't burn bridges, so may the bridges I burn light the way, meaning I'm gonna burn bridges on my way to my future.
Okay.
People are saying this is too much for the Diamondbacks. They shouldn't be playing this guy. He's clearly making it awkward everywhere he goes. I am sensitive to mental health issues, but at a certain point, man, get it together. Someone's gotta get it together.
I don't know. He had a hit last night. He got on base once. He probably had half their offense.
Hey, you know what? And then the teammates are going to be like, well, how did you like having Ketel Marte?
Now, wait a second. Okay, did he not meet with everybody in the clubhouse and talk to everybody on the team? And apparently everybody on the team said, hey, we got you. That's all that matters.
I'm sure
I don't really.
All 26 guys were like, you know what? Or 25 guys.
Maybe
you know
they.
What?
But
He's
you know
cool.
what? Maybe he is. With them, I mean, do I really care what all the bloggers and the tweeters think
no, you
about
shouldn't.
Him?
You shouldn't.
I don't know. I mean, if he came in and he was sincere and he met with his teammates and he said all the right things and they said, we're good, then they're good. Tony, no?
I agree. I think.
With who?
I think. I agree with Chris. I think we have to be okay with the fact that everybody can't be a media darling or a fan favorite, or you have to, as an individual, you have the right to approach these situations as you see fit. He's going to have to deal with the consequence of however he chooses to handle it, right? Whether he is trolling you guys with his hat after the game. There's so many different ways to that you'd slice this, but ultimately it sounded like he apologized to Torrey Lovullo personally, said he failed him, and then he had his comments with his teammates. Ultimately, that's the people he's going to have to answer to, because you know what the reality is, even if he said what it is that the bloggers or whoever wants him to say, they still probably would have booed him. Like, he still would have been disliked by a large segment of people, regardless of what he did, how he responded.
I didn't even bring up the booing. I forgot the booing.
Right, yeah, but again, booing doesn't matter as long as the people on his team are appreciative and okay with it. Now, if they're secretly not, then the Diamondbacks will blow up and they won't win another game and they'll blame Ketel Marte. But
100%.
So we'll
that'll
see.
Be part of the consequence.
Torrey Lovullo said, you know, he said him standing up and admitting, you know, that he let me and everyone down was a big step for him. So I'm listening to those things. I get it. It's kind of fun to rip on this guy, but I don't know.
And listen, rightfully so. If people are ripping on this, that's part of the consequence. But the trippy part is, and I think everybody can acknowledge this, if somehow the Diamondbacks got into the postseason and this dude hit a bases clearing triple,
I know what you're about to say.
They boo him, probably.
Are they going to continue to have that feeling?
No, they're going to be levitating excitement.
Levitating.
Exactly. And so I just think that it's okay for not everybody to fit into the mold of, you know, I know I need to do – everybody's not going to do these things correctly all the time. And – whatever happens, happens after that.
I agree with both of you. You both made points that I agree with. Personally, I was with the guy on the mental health, but once you start trolling me, now I'm turning on you. Once you start saying, may the bridges I burn light the way, like...
Yeah, I didn't even understand. I'm surprised you got all that. Like, that's...
You've never heard that before?
Yes, I've heard burn bridges, but I've never heard... May they light the way. I don't really get all that.
It's a negative alternative.
I don't really get all that.
You know what he should be saying here? May the people I trample help me get ahead in life.
Okay.
Did you come up with that?
Just now. final story. Artie Moreno randomly sold the Angels to Stan Kroenke, but the reports are he sold it for around $4 billion. Padres sold for $3.9 billion. So Artie Moreno did something wrong here, in my mind.
You did something wrong. You should have got him more.
Double. With double. A team in L.A.
What? You think the Angels ought to be double the Padres?
I'm just saying from a media market standpoint.
Well, they're not in L.A. Ooh. They're kind of on the outskirts.
Sorry, Anaheim.
Well, they are. It's true. I mean, it's a slight difference. But I don't even know what the cost is. To me, is immaterial. These guys are just playing with Monopoly money, all of them. Stan Kroenke especially. Now
he's
owns
got three teams,
well,
right?
He owns the Avalanche. He owns the Rams. He's won a Super Bowl. He's won a Stanley Cup. And now he's setting his sights on baseball. You know, we could get into the whole discussion about whether, you know, this kind of society is where we want this, to where one person is controlling and getting more and more and more and more. But that's probably for a different show. I would just say this. The Angel fans... pretty sure are ecstatic because they've been dying for Artie Moreno to get rid of this team. So maybe it'll be good for the Angels. Probably will be.
I have less of an issue with Kroenke. He is dipping his toe in each sport and trying to win. You can't be mad at that. If you're an Angel fan, you're probably, like as Chris said, ecstatic. In terms of the Angels doubling with... you got to remember the Padres jumped the Dodgers by a significant amount in this deal. It was already a huge jump that people were like, "Yo, that's seriously?" Remember, I know it seems like old hat, but that's what we were saying when the first evaluation came out. They were like 3 point whatever.
Yeah.
So for them to try to jump that to like 6, This ain't football. You're not getting into that realm, I don't think. This is still, I think, it's a great thing for the owners, but it doesn't help them sell this story that they're trying to sell right now.
Yeah, they don't have any money at all. The guy just came up with $4 billion, so
another one exceeds the previous one.
Yeah,
so.
that's not going to help those conversations.
Yet.
Yeah, wait till they plead, you know, poverty in the meetings in December. We don't have another nickel to rub together.
Do you think Kurt Suzuki will get working air conditioning in the weight room? I know he had to like call the maintenance when he was.
The Angels have been a bad organization for a while, so I think this is going to be nothing but good for those guys. Right. So
that's it.
All right,
let's get to break. I have to slide away. The boys will continue the conversation right here on Gwen and Chris.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Show's just about over. These short shows are tough. Scrape. And not only the Reds give us no time on the afternoon show, but then the game tomorrow morning gives us too much time. After that game tomorrow. What time they play tomorrow? Like 9 o'clock or something? I mean,
9:40 maybe?
Yeah.
I always like to call days like this Ben and Woods Appreciation Day because they actually get done with their show a little bit early for once because we get that all the time.
Yeah.
Sam's taking over at 8:40.
Yeah, tomorrow morning you'll get a little Ben and Woods and then you'll get the final game. But we got to get game two in before that.
Absolutely.
And that is coming up here in just a little bit. Sam will have the pregame show. In about 15 minutes, Padres got the opener, 5-0 last night. Michael King, the win. And five different guys had multiple hit games, including Manny with the four knocks last night. Big news, as we just talked about, Ethan Salas is indeed called up to the big club. This you may not have known about Ethan Salas, so I'll mention it. He's 20 years old. And that's a big deal for the catcher position.
I saw this, yeah.
The last catcher that was as young or younger than Ethan Salas to play in the majors was some guy named Ivan Pudge Rodriguez.
Oh.
In 1991. He was 19 years old when he debuted. He ended up in the Hall of Fame. No pressure, but I'm just saying what Ethan Salas is doing is really rare.
Yes.
I mean, we've been like thinking about, you know, let's bring this guy up 3 years ago. We forget that he was really young when he started in the Padre organization, and he's only 20, and he's very young for a catcher. The catchers don't make it to the big leagues at this age unless you're Pudge,
yeah.
Who's, you know, one of the greatest catchers maybe. You know, you can make an argument that he's the best catcher of all time. You can. I don't know that you'd beat out Yogi Berra, Johnny Bench, you know, Piazza. Yeah, but Piazza couldn't catch. I mean, Piazza could hit.
See, I didn't know that.
You know, Pudge was fantastic in every category. But Ethan Salas, AA, AAA numbers this year, you know, OPS is, you know, over 820 and 10 home runs, 47 walks. So as Tony said, he earned it. He earned this call up. They're not doing this just as a throw out. You know, he earned it, and you know, let's see what happens. Now he's not in the starting lineup tonight. I wouldn't have expected him to be. You know, let him get his bearings. But Scrappy, you want to give us a lineup? I am glad to see Samad Taylor in the lineup tonight. Put that crazy mishap behind him.
Yes.
You know, get a couple of hits today, hopefully. And as I said in the open, you know, Mason Miller, probably the most confident pitcher on the planet. But everybody can doubt themselves a little bit when you cough up a game, no matter how it happens. So I'd like to see him, you know, get in there and close one out tonight and under perfect circumstances. And then one last thing I'll root for tonight is Ethan Salas make his debut. Because I don't think you want to sit him around for like a week and a half and let him worry about it.
No.
Yeah, get a bat in his hands.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah, get him up there tonight. But
because you know that's what
everybody
wants to see anyway.
Yeah,
so if there's a position or a situation that allows it, do it.
Yeah, but I think it's fair. You know, you're up to the big leagues. You're nervous as hell.
Yeah.
So let him get in there. But he's not in the starting lineup. Here is the lineup.
Fernando Tatis Jr. leading off and playing second base today.
Moving back to second base.
Samad Taylor batting second, playing left field. Manny Machado playing third, batting third. Ty France cleaning up at first base. Jackson Merrill batting fifth at center field. Xander Bogaerts shortstop batting sixth. Austin Hayes DHing at seven. Fermin catching at eight. Jace Bowen playing right field at 9 for Randy Vasquez.
Yeah, and you'll notice Bowen's in there, and you say, why is Bowen in? Why is Taylor in? Why is Hayes in? They're all right-handed hitters, and Nick Lodolo, despite the fact he's not very good, 3-3, 5.24, like he never gives up a hit to the Padres. So you've got to bring in a bunch of guys that have never faced him before and try it.
Yeah.
All the guys the Padres have never had much success against this guy, so... You know, the only thing I would complain about here is now that Salas is up, I'd have Camposano DH. I think he's a more dangerous bat than Austin Hayes. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Austin Hayes hits two homers tonight. But I'd like to see Camposano in the lineup, and I think they can do that now with the third catcher. But
he's not, like, would you call what he's going through right now, Camposano, a slump?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
He hasn't been red hot, I'll say that. He was 2-for-4 last night, hit the ball okay. But no, I know what you're saying. Yeah, he's not on fire.
Well, I was saying let him work it through.
Yeah, I think you need him. Xander in the 6-hole doesn't thrill me ever, but he did come up with a key hit last night. It was a 2-run double in the middle of that rally. So, you know, that was a little found money, I thought, last night with Xander coming through and helping that rally. Padres win. We'll see what happens tonight. All right, before we go, I got a couple of quick things. This is becoming a big story. Well, first of all, I want to call everybody's attention to it. We don't have time to talk about it right now. The show's over in 2 minutes. But the Athletic wrote, I don't want to say scathing, but a very eye-opening article about the Dodgers and Walter's purchase of the team and how it all went down and how there were some very interesting circumstances as to how it actually happened and why it happened. And now, you know, whether there's, you know, any question about, you know, whether, you know, look, the guy's under a lot of investigation. Everybody says the Dodger thing is clean. No one's touching it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're saying. It doesn't mean that it is. You know, when people start poking around, they find stuff. And we'll see if the Dodgers, you know, and Mark Walters holds up. But a really interesting article. If you have the Athletic or have, you know, a way you can get it online or read the article, I think you'll find it very eye-opening and entertaining. We'll try to talk about it more tomorrow.
Yeah,
we just don't
definitely.
Have time right now. The other big story.
Vindication for me, though.
Sorry?
Vindication for me
a little bit.
Well,
yes, you want to see the Dodgers fail, and so do all of us. So, you know, get in line. The other story that I think is most interesting today, we'll keep an eye on where it goes. Green Bay Packers and their running back, Josh Jacobs. Now, he's on the restricted list. The Packers say they have not seen the video evidence, but authorities have seen the video evidence, and it shows Josh Jacobs basically choking, grabbing a woman, and throwing her to the ground. She struck her head, suffered an injury. That is what has Jacobs in deep trouble with the law. People around football are saying, well, once we see the video, it's all over for Josh Jacobs. Adam Klug, I'm giving him credit because he said this before I did, but I agree with him. What do we even have to wait for? If we have proof from the authorities, I don't need to see the video. If this guy's grabbing women and throwing them to the ground and injuring them, get him out of football. You got Ray Rice out of football. I don't need to see the video. But the Packers are hiding behind that now, saying, well, we haven't seen any evidence yet, so we're kind of hanging in there and seeing what happens. Why don't you do the right thing? Because you need Josh Jacobs, that's why.
Well, this is,
you're not speaking, so maybe I'm out on a limb
here. No, you're definitely not. I was thinking about the Ketel Marte. There's no comparison because of the domestic violence charges are very serious, and I can't make that comparison. But if the Packers haven't seen it, I'm okay with my employer holding out a little bit of hope for me.
Okay.
But if I know that I'm going down, then I might as well just come
clean.
Yeah,
Packers coach Matt LaFleur says Jacobs will be at the team facility as rules allow so that he can keep an eye on practice, but he can't play. I don't know. Why are we... Okay.
I get what you're saying. And if they... The minute they see what happened, that
the
is
minute,
when they...
Well, what they're doing now is they know the minute we see it... That's in the court of public opinion, that they're going to have to part company with him.
But I just want to say, I want to make it clear that I'm not condoning.
I'd like
what
to.
Josh
I know,
Jacobs
I know you're
did.
Not, but I would like to see them do the right thing first, and that rarely happens. Sam Levitt
Please.
Is next. He does nothing but the right thing.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you love Sammy. You know it.
He stole our little stool.
The
thing.
More you're critical of Sammy, the more I know you like him. We got Kyle Overshire on the board, so we can't lose tonight. We'll be back tomorrow after the morning game. Notes on a scorecard. See you then.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.